Hello and welcome to the Hauqua River fishing, camping, cycling something trip, part two. I have not made it to where I intended to make it to. I intended to make it to Fry's Hut to replicate Rob and Tom's adventure from a river somewhere. Instead, I've made it to a small little camping area, very close in the grand scheme of things, to Fry's Hut. Unfortunately, I can't think of the right word. It's not Fry's Hut, and that's disappointing in itself, but it is a camping area that I would highly recommend. It's rather large. There's actually a lot of space here. The name is called Running Creek. Running Creek. I just had to find that on the map. It's quite nice, and I found three smouldering fires. Folks, when you go camping or you go just with your friends into the country, don't leave your fire smouldering, because one of them, I gave it a kick and I walked away from it, and then it started fire. Like, it actually came back to life. It was fire again. So it's not good. I have been told that I am invisible from behind by one old lady who decided to stop her four-wheel drive and then pull me over and tell me that. Every single other car that has passed me has taken a wide berth of me. So I'm thinking I'm not invisible. I think it's just her. Today I managed to get here at about midday, and instantly I was thinking, I've got to prepare for having dinner and going to sleep. So it's now 4:52 and I am well past dinner time and ready to sleep time. The unfortunate news is that yet again, Gavin has headed out on a trek, on a tour, and money has gone out of my bank account before I needed it. That doesn't make any sense. I don't have enough money for the train ride home, I think. I'm not sure. Once I get back to an area that has actual reception, I will be making a phone call and trying to find that out. I will probably be able to post this, because I've got no reception at the moment. I'll probably be able to post this audio boo just as I'm making that call. So don't worry. If you're listening to this, then there's a good chance that I'm back in civilization and I'm going to be okay. It means that I'm planning to spend the next 2 days, instead of doing a bit of fishing and then a bit of casual bike riding, I'm planning on doing a lot of bike riding. So first thing tomorrow morning, I will be getting up and getting straight on the bike and riding like crazy. So far, I've done a ridiculous amount of uphill, so I'm hoping that on the way back, most of it's downhill and it's that little bit easier. But the mountainous road that I've got ahead of me tomorrow morning, of which I came up and down to get to here, Running Creek, is not going to be fun. There was a few hills there that going up it was a bitch. And then as I was going down them, I was thinking, oh shit, this is going to be a bitch tomorrow morning. Luckily, I still have plenty of up and goes, plenty of guarana tablets, I've got a few raspberry frogs left, some dark chocolate, lots of coffee, protein shake, Powerade, Gatorade mixed stuff. So it's not going to be a problem. I'm going to be okay. But it's still going to be quite the adventure. So, as I start to look towards having a pipe and some chocolate and some tea and going to bed, even though it's only 5:05 PM, I wish you a good night, and I hope the next time you hear from me, I'm just as positive as I am now, but probably more tired. I don't hope that's what will be the case.